Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. Now at this time, Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord."
It would be easy to think that the Holy Spirit only entered the biblical story at Pentecost. Although it is true that the Holy Spirit was sent by Christ into the church to empower the Great Commission, we would be mistaken to miss the Spirit's work prior to the church's formation. Fortunately for us, St. Luke records the Holy Spirit's work throughout both his Gospel and Acts. The Holy Spirit takes a leading role in our devotional text for today because the Spirit is an active part in the events of Advent. Note that when Mary came to her house, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and this gave her a full understanding of Mary's unusual circumstances. We read that Elizabeth greets Mary with joy, and she recognized her own child's response, also prompted by the Spirit, when Mary arrived. Elizabeth gives Mary a beautiful blessing and is positive that Mary's child is the long-hoped-for Messiah. The awareness that Elizabeth had was only possible through the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit. In today's devotion, take some time to appreciate and reflect upon the work of the Spirit in the Advent story. Think about how Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's make a commitment to ask God to fill us with the Spirit like He did with Elizabeth, to meet the unusual circumstances that appear in our lives with recognition of a greater plan and design. Let the Holy Spirit bring you the joy of knowing there will be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord.
Father, we are grateful for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit working in every aspect of our lives. It is your Holy Spirit that allows us to look at life in a whole new way and triumph over life's challenges. It is your Spirit that reassures our troubled hearts and delights and enchants us with moments of joyful wonder.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.